Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Chronic Fatigue and Burnout Recovery Podcast. Today is just going to be a short episode for a few reasons. I don't have a huge amount to share with you today. I'm going to share just some personal updates and then a little bit of inspiration, words of wisdom for your own journey. The second reason why today will also be a bit of a short episode is because we are currently heat waving here in the UK. It's the 12th of August. I have to shut the doors and the windows to record this podcast. And so there's only so long I can sit hotboxed in my office for before I turn into a little puddle of sweat. So I thought I'll record a short episode, share a little bit with you today just to keep the episodes ticking over. And then my reward is I have a delicious raspberry mousse waiting for me in the fridge, which is just frozen raspberries mixed with some coconut cream, some avocado, and a little bit of almond nut butter, all whizzed up in a food processor and then left in the fridge. And I just have it with a little bit of coconut yogurt and some raspberries on top. Very delicious. I think it is a Deliciously Ella recipe. So that was the little carrot I dangled in front of my nose to get into the office today to record this episode, because being so hot, it's not really what I feel very inspired to do today. But it's good to be here with you. And I was actually just scrolling through my Instagram, just looking for some inspiration for a topic for this episode. And the topic is inspired by this post, which says, there will be time in your healing journey where you need to take action. And that might mean finding the right practitioner, starting a new protocol, basically taking some form of action, some form of mobilization of energy to help you move forward. Maybe it's taking some supplements or doing some testing or beginning to explore your trauma where you haven't felt ready to before, just some form of change. And then there will also be time in your journey where you just need to be allowing, to give space and just allow for past actions that you have already taken to integrate. And living alongside your healing, instead of making healing the central focus and like everything is about healing all the time. And sometimes it's really hard to know what to do at what time. And the knowingness is actually part of the healing, because the more that we attune to ourselves and the more that we become self-aware, that is actually all the journey of our healing. So that's really what I wanted to create a little episode about today. And I was just reflecting on my own journey, because on the weekend I did the longest hike that I have done since my fatigue recovery journey started. I think actually having chronic fatigue has really given me this appreciation and love for walking. When you have that completely taken away from you, you just really, when you get it back, I guess you just appreciate it so much more. And I found that with many things in my life. But on the weekend, I took a bus to the next town along from where I live. And then I just walked home. Most of it is along the Southwest Coast Path. So it's a really beautiful part of the world. And just being out there, I just went on my own. Sometimes I do walk with a friend, but just going on my own and just having this little adventure day all to myself just really filled my heart with so much joy. I did share about this on social media, and you know, I said that when I was in the depths of my worst part of my journey and I would see what other people are doing or hear of other people's successes, it was a little bit bittersweet at times, because there are times where you maybe feel inspired by what other people are doing and achieving, and it gives you a sense of possibility and a sense of hope. then there are also times when you just can't receive it, and it can be very triggering, and it can perhaps make you feel more negative or more judgmental or even self-critical at times. And so sometimes finding the balance with, you know, engaging with other people's recovery journeys and focusing on your own journey can be a tricky one to navigate. But I did want to share this today because I also believe that in my own journey, there's certain things I thought I would never be able to do, or I kind of saw like a cap on, oh, this is as far as I'll get. And I've been quite surprised recently how that I've exceeded that cap. I think I shared a few weeks ago that I had just started running, and running was always something that I thought that's never going to be for me. Like post chronic fatigue, it's just too much oxidative stress. It's too intense, too much inflammation from all the impact. I'm just never, my body's never going to be able to let me do that again. And I've been pleasantly surprised that since that episode where I think I'd done my second or third run, I've been running on a weekly basis since. And it started out really, really hard, and it still is really, really hard. But just little by little each week, I'm noticing it's not as hard. And I've been very, very gradually in a titrated way, increasing the distance. And I feel like I'm recovering well. And the reason why I'm sharing about the running again is because last week I did a gym session, which was intense on the Thursday. I did my run on the Friday. And then on the Saturday, I did the longest hike that I've done since my chronic fatigue experience. And then on the Sunday, my period started. So it was a huge intense end of the week in terms of my exercise output, obviously with working and everything in addition to that. And then so close to the end of my cycle. And it was 2 days ago. I'm day two of my cycle now. It was 2 days since I completed the hike, and we're in the middle of a heat wave. And for the most part, my body feels fine. Yes, I was a bit more tired after the hike, like any normal human would be, but I'm here at my desk. It's 2:30 in the afternoon. I've been working since this morning, and all is well. It's amazing to me sometimes to really see that there can still be potential. Like even when you feel like you've kind of hit this cap of how far you think you can go, you can sometimes go further. And that brings me back, I guess, to the little quote or the post that I read to you at the beginning of this episode, which is there will be time in your healing journey where you need to take action. And there's also a time for allowing and giving space for past actions to integrate. And I feel that apart from my ongoing somatic work, which is just always happening in the background, for quite a while now, I've just been allowing space for integration. And there's just been the sense of just more time just unfolding. And as time goes on, things just continue to improve. There's also times I know in my journey, even when I wasn't as well as what I am now, when I also just gave things space. And I also just gave things time. But then sometimes when we've been doing that for a really long period of time, and we're not necessarily seeing progress, then that's maybe time to circle back and go, right, what haven't I addressed yet? What do I need to circle back to? What have I not been doing that perhaps I should be doing? And so we kind of want to move in cycles. Life happens in cycles. We have, as women, we have a monthly cycle, but there's the daily light-dark cycle. We have a weekly rhythm. We have a monthly rhythm. We have a seasonal rhythm. We have a quarterly rhythm. We have an annual rhythm. And so life is always happening in cycles. And it's not to say that our cycles of healing need to align with life cycles, but we want to find our own rhythm and our healing journey. Periods of activity, periods of rest in the day, just like we would if we were pacing, but periods of air quotes activity of really working on healing, and then periods of rest where we integrate, we allow, we enjoy life, we resource ourselves, we just give space. And sometimes people are like, I don't know what I should be doing. If you don't know what you should be doing, my gut inclination would say, first of all, just give space. so that you can connect with the knowing. And then from a place of more regulation and spaciousness, you can then decide, like, am I procrastinating? Am I dragging my heels on things? Are there things that I'm afraid to look at? And sometimes we need to work on the nervous system and resource ourselves a little bit more so that we can have the courage and capacity to look at some of those things that could maybe seem scary, like a detox protocol or a gut protocol or something else. And sometimes the inverse is true as well. Sometimes we're all up for the physical stuff, but digging into some of the deeper rooted nervous system or trauma-based stuff can be more scary. So whatever you do, whichever cycle you're in, it's always important that we move at the capacity of our system. We kind of want to have an agenda, but we don't want to hold it too firmly in our grasp. We want to hold it lightly and be flexible and just keep moving forward from a place of regulation and a place of compassion. And if things start to feel too much, it's probably because they are too much. And it's okay to take steps back. It's okay to take big steps back. It's okay to take little steps back. It's okay to pause for a week or a month. It's okay to pause for a few days. So really just my encouragement or the message in this episode today is to tune into what season you are in your journey. Are you in a season of action? And is that the right season for you to be in right now? Or are you in a season of space and allowing and integration? And is that the right season for you to be in right now? Do you need to be taking more action? Have you been giving space for almost too long where it's turned into procrastination and avoidance? Or have you been pushing too hard and actually compromising healthy boundaries to keep on going with something because you're so desperate for the outcome when actually what's needed is to give space? So take a little bit of time today to think about where you are in your journey. Trust that the fastest way you can get the end result is to move slowly, to listen to your body, to honor your body. And sometimes it can also be getting the support that you need for any blocks that are coming your way, whether that's blocks in physical barriers or blocks in more of the nervous system style barriers. So just a small inquiry for you. And as always, I wish you a wonderful fatigue recovery day.